Shabbos Yerushalmi corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Ein Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Ches and Madalas, 7 lines up from the foot of the page, Kol Dover Shehoya. Kol Dover Shehoya Mavchil Es HaPeiros Chayav Mishum Zerah. Anything that ripens produce, he's liable for it due to seeding. Hanoteh, Hamavrich, Hamalkiv, Hamakarfin, Hamazawed, Hamafasel, Hamazayin, Hamafarik, Hamavik, Hama'ashin, Hamatliya, Hakoteya, Hasach, Vahamashkev, Hamanakev, Vahoisa Batim, Vahol the Vashu, Vahavchil, Esaperi, Chayv Mishim Zeireh. One who plants saplings, inserts shoots into the ground in order that they will come out elsewhere and produce. One who grafts, cuts off dry branches, cuts off moist branches that harm the tree, removes waste, anoints it with an odorous substance to distance worms, removes rocks from its roots, covers exposed roots with dust, fumigates to kill worms, removes worms, puts ashes on the roots, anoints unripe produce with oil, waters, punctures unripe figs so rain will enter and ripen them, makes a fence around them, and anything that ripens the produce is liable for it due to seeding. Ve'era, she say, Rabbi B'chia bar Ashi b'shem Kahana hanoteh b'shabbos chayav mishum zireya. They were quoting Rabbi Bar Abba, quoting Kahana, said that one who plants on Shabbos is liable due to seeding. Vizera omal hazimel kanoteya. Zera says one who prunes is like one who plants. Nota vizomal she b'shvias adatu de Kahana chayv shtayim adatu de Vizera in a chayv achas. One plants and prunes in Shemitah, one to Kahana is liable twice. Kahana didn't say that pruning is like planting, he holds it liable for reaping. According to Vizera, he's liable only once. Plum ama vizera, say el hazeme kanoteya, shema noteya kazeme. Vizera said that one who prunes is like one who plants. Did he say that one who plants is like one who prunes? He didn't. Why do you say that he's liable only once? While I have bechval zviya, the yotz is mira lachmir latzma, in place of yotz is mira lachmir latzma, at poicha mishum zirea. Everything was included in seeding, pruning less the rule to be stringent about itself, because it's left to be stringent about itself to exempt him from liability to seeding. Avi Leshnia, not of a Zomal, she said, Vishriyas, Ben Aldaitid of Kahana, Ben Aldaitid of Vizera, Chayev Shtayim. There's no difference between the Amorim about this. If one plants and prunes in Shmitah, both according to Kahana and according to Vizera, he's liable, he's liable twice. The Hakoitzer, and the Mishnah said, and one who weeps. Tani Rebechia Hakoitzer, Haboitzer, Hamoitzer, Agoide, Hatelesh, Ha'ura, Kulhen, Mishum, Koitzer. Here says one who weeps, weeps grapes, weeps olives, weeps dates, detaches other fruits, or picks figs, all of them are liable due to weeping. Ahein, de Gozaz, Sog, Gumi, Kulin, Chayav Mishum, Koitzer, Mishum, Leiteya. One who cuts a sponge, weed, or carolin, which is a kind of tree, is liable for weeping and for planting, because it causes them to grow more. Ahein, de Gozaz, Kusbel, Kalfi, Kalpas, Galga, Tuximin, Mishumin, Nana, Chayav Mishum, Koitzer, Mishum, Zerea. One who cuts coriander, leek, celery, galgal, chiximin, kashumin, which is different kinds of herbs, or mint, is liable for weeping and for seeding. Rav Yosi ben Rabun, b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish, hanoisin, atzitz nokov, al gabi, atzitz nokov, nekuva, chayav, aleha, mishum koitzer, or mishum zireh. Rav Yosi ben Rabun, quoting Rish Lakish, said that one who puts an atzitz nokov, which is a flower pot with a hole, on top of an atzitz nokov, is liable for weeping when he picked it up, he ceased its nourishment from the ground, and proceeding, so when he put it down, it gets nourishment from the ground through the bottom plant pot. Rav Yosi ben Rabun, b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish, HaKoitzetz, Koyreis, Shikma, Chayav Aleha Mishum Shalash. Rav Yosi ben Rabun, quoting Reish Lakish, said that one who cuts a sycamore tree and leaves a stump is liable for three melachas. Am Rav Yosi ben Rabun, b'lei pligin, HaKoitzetz, Chayav Mishum Koitzer, Mishum Zeireh, HaMoicha, Chayav Mishum Makar Patish. If you wouldn't say the teachings that I quoted from the Rish Lakish don't argue, one who cuts it is liable for reaping and for seeding, and one who smooths it to be proper for building is liable for Makar V'Patish. Rabbanan de Kisarin Amrin Ahein de Tzayet Kavra V'Chadol She'ata Mavdiloi Mechiyusoi Chayav Mishum Koitzer. Rabbanan of Kisarin said that one who traps a fish, it was already in its Rishus, and he removed it from the water, and any Malacha that separates something from where it lives is liable for reaping. Bahama Amel, and the Mishnah lifted the malacha of ma'ama, which is making piles. Rabbi Shmuel bar Sasotai boy told us ha'imu ezuhi. Rabbi Shmuel bar Sasotai asked, what are told us of ma'ama? Rabbi Yossi Shammes Tam bin the Rebbe Shammai, I should say, B'shem Rabbi Acha, Valeif Ana Yada Ma Shammes. Rabbi Yossi said that I heard what the Tolodos of Ma'ama were from Rabbi Shammai quoting Rabbi Acha, but I don't remember what I heard. Ma'i Kadoin, what was the conclusion? Ahein, the Kofis Ayres, Sa'oen, Chaluka, Chayab Mishim Dash. One who crushes rice or barley to make chalukah, which is the kernels, are split into two, is liable for dash, which is threshing, because this makes the shell come off. He's not liable for ma'ameh, even though he sticks it to each other, because he doesn't intend for this. Ahein de shatach, which is a simukin, kalta, chayev, mishum ma'ameh. Say, one who spread raisins to dry and gathered and stuck them together, is liable for a teilada of ma'ameh. Any malacha that touches the food itself, not merely the shell, and sticks them together, is liable for ma'ame. If they're in their shells, is liable for dash. Ador itza tad, which is a ma'arbala, bechite, mishim ragto, tad mefarchaya, berashaya, mishim dasha, tad, which is a mevara, besidaya, sidaya, mishim bereres, kad mispaya, mishim tichines, kad mamifaya, mishim zeira, gamma malachta, mishim makul tatish. Woman who sifts wheat is liable for sifting. When she mashes it to remove the shell, she's liable for dash. When she selects with sidaya, which is a kli, she's liable for boira. When she cuts to make grit, she's liable for grinding. When she sifts it to remove the thin shells that stuck to it, she's liable for zeira, which is winnowing. When she finishes her work, she's liable for makul tatish. Ahein kitnaya b'kufna mishum dash, b'ma'arucha, to say mishum teichen, b'af satisa, mishum zeira, b'kaf mishum boira, kad mafleg, mishum, say, menafes, kad metalish, mishum mechatech, ma'malachtoi, mishum makaropatish. One who hits slack with a shovel to remove it from the shell, he's liable for dash. When he crushes it with a kli to mince the shells, he's liable for grinding. When he uses the kli to clean the hairs from the shells, he's liable for zoira. When he removes remaining shells by hand, he's liable for boira. When he combs the hairs, he's liable for combing. When he removes the ends to still in their shells, he's liable for cutting. When he finishes his work, he's liable for makar b'patish. Ahein, the shachar tuma, kad mefarach b'reishaya, b'shem dash, kad mevare, b'klipaisei, b'shem boira, kad shachik b'meduchta, b'shem teichen, kad yarev mashkin, b'shem Lash, which is say, Gemma Malachta, Mishim Makar Patish. On his grind of garlic, when he crushes the heads, he's liable for dash. When he selects the garlic from the shells, he's liable for boira. When he crushes them in a mortar, he's liable for grinding. When he puts liquid, he's liable for kneading. And when he finishes his work, he's liable for Makar Patish. Ahein, Sikura, Kamilfa, Begarare, Beklufite, Mishim Boira, Kamachate, Makates, Bemalgazaya, Mishim Dash, Kachachik, Bemaduchte, Mishim Techen, Kadjar, Maske, Mishim Lash, Kad maske ba'anturin mishim boina, kad makate b'guma mishim chatech, ma'amrachta mishim makar b'fatish. Sugar, when one selects the good beets or canes in their shells, he's liable for boira. When he crushes it in margazia, which is this of the shells, then he's liable for dash. When he crushes them in a mortar, he's liable for grinding. When he puts liquids, he's liable for kneading. When he puts in a mold, he's liable for building. When he cuts it into pieces with guma, which is a kli, he's liable for cutting. When he finishes the work, he's liable for makar b'fatish. Quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said if one squeezed fish for the sake of the fish, because it was too much liquid in it, he's exempt. If it was to extract the brine, he's liable. Say, Rav Omal, Kvashim Shesachtan bin Lagufan Mutter, bin Lameimeim Osa, Shlakoif bin Lagufan bin Lameimeim Osa. Rav said if one squeezed pickled vegetables for their sake, it's permitted. If it was for their liquid, then it's forbidden. Cooked vegetables, whether he squeezed for their sake or for their liquid, it's forbidden. Shmuel Amar, Echad Kvashim, Echad Shlokes, Ben Legufam, Ben Meimeim Asa. Shmuel said pickled vegetables and cooked vegetables have the same law, whether for their sake or for their liquid, it's forbidden. Amar Bechivkia, Hadar, the Rav Pliga, Adu Biyochanan, Bechivkia said Rav argues with Rav Yochanan. Amar Levi Mama, Lama, Rav Mana asked, why do you say so? Because both of them distinguish between for their sake and for the sake of their liquid. The Hahein Amar Asa Umutta Dahein Amar Chayav Bepata. The Chivke answered that Rav said that for the sake of their liquid it's forbidden and for their sake it's permitted. Rabbi Yochanan said that for the sake of the liquids is lagu, and for their sake is exempt, but it's forbidden. Amar Rabbi Abba Abba Mamal, Vatsal Shiriskoi, in Nitta and Tam, Osa, in Noitzi, Sof, in Mutter. But Abba Mamal said if one minced an onion, if it was to give, means to improve its taste, it's forbidden. If it's to remove a sap, it's permitted. Rabbi Zeira B'Shem Ravuna, Snoin, Tumna B'Melach, Ravad Shiloh Yishaya. Zeira, quoting Ravuna, said that one may encase a radish in salt as long as he does not leave it for a long time. Rabbi Zeira B'Shem Ravuna, Kelav M'Besa Uman, Loishan, the Emiskaria Yishkaria. Zeira, quoting Ravuna, said that clothes from a craftsman's house, one may wear them on Shabbos even though perhaps they're not his size, and if it tears, it tears. Rabbi Zeira B'Shem Ravuna, Mestavchoi, Begad of Akotzim, the quoting however, Mafsharon, Bemakim Sina, or Ravad Shalei Kore. They were quoting Ravuna, said if thorns became entangled in one's clothes on Shabbos, he may remove the thorns and they cover a place as long as he does not tear his clothes. Amar Rabbi Zeira, the shame of Ravuna, Nafal Tit of the Godov, Harezer Marachoi, Biadoi, Achas Ravad Shalei Yikaskasai. They were quoting Ravuna, said if mud fell on one's clothes on Shabbos, he may smear and remove it with one's hand, as long as he does not rub it. Uzeira, Bishem Ravuna, Hahein, Nanae, Bechada, Shawi, Ravatalas, Asa, Ravatatoi, Sricha. Uzeira, quoting Ravuna, said that shaking out dust or earth from clothes, if one person does it, it's permitted. If three do so, it's forbidden. If two do so, then it's a question. Ahein, Desachi, Ravuna, Ravihuda, Chadama, Hahein, Shawi, Vahachin, Asa, Vahachana, Ama, Benachin, Benachin, Asa. On his bathe, Ravuna and Yehuda argued about how he may dry himself. One said, like this is permitted, with a shinui to remind him not to squeeze water from hair, and like this, which normally is forbidden. The other said that either way is forbidden. Rabbi Abba Barzamina al Misri in Rabbi Zeira v'lo Shavke Abba d'layachin ad'layachin. Rabbi Abba Barzamina bathed with Rabbi Zeira and Zeira did not let him dry himself like this or like that, means either way. Nas l'mayim v'gadov, Ravuna Rabbi Yimya Chadama Manawa Shawi, Machta Osa, Rachana Machalis. If water fell on one's garments, Ravuna and Rabbi Yirmiya argued about this. One said that he may shake it off, but to move it by hand is forbidden. The other said the opposite. Rabbi Abba, she said, B'Shem Chia Ba'ashi, Zeshe Rekek, Mavliyoi, B'Ksusai, Ve'ena Cheshish. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Chia Ba'ashi, said that one who spits may absorb it in his garment without concern for squeezing or laundry. The Abba Bashem Rechia Ba'ashi is Palgun, Rabbi Chia Ruba, Rabbi Shimon, the Rebbe, Chadomar, Rekek, Vashaf, Ahran Amar, Eina Rekek, Vashaf. The Abba quoting Rechia Ba'ashi said that Rabbi Chia Ruba and Rabbi Shimon, the Rebbe disagreed. One said that one may spit and rub it with his foot, so it will not be visible. The other one said that one may not spit and rub lest he comes to even out crevices in the ground. Ma Pligin, Vashain, Sham, Pasifas, Avayesh, Sham, Pasifas, Rekek, Vashaf. When do they argue? It's when there's no stone floor. If it's a stone floor, all agree that one may spit and rub. Rakak, v'esrichosei haruach, chayv mishim zeireh, v'chodavashu, m'chusei l'ruach, chayv mishim zeireh. If one spat and the wind scattered it, he's liable for zeireh. Also, anything that the wind breaks into small pieces, he's liable for zeireh.